Yeah, that was Platypus, three tracks from the new record they came out with a little bit ago. It's free on Bandcamp. That was Action Adventure. Before that, Plant Hit Cargo Van. And then the set began with The Last Rays. Now, we're going to get back into the really good stuff. This is the second section of the music I put together for Cedar Point Halloween Weekends quite a while ago, during the early 2000s, probably 2000-2001. I would DJ this Halloween music on their midway, right above the arcade. It was a really neat little thing. It was all done up. And before that was even pre-Zombotron. So that's how old this is. So it's a combination of I started out DJing it on CDs, and then from CDs I mixed it all, and then I had a little iPod, and then from the iPod I went into a computer, and then 2012 came and they wanted to pretty much change the whole way they do Halloween weekends. They kind of wanted to get away from the classic monster stuff and get into more like, you know, the hip hop, and more like more something more for the kids. And so it was a really great run there for about 14 years, playing music and DJing music. So right now, we are going to get into that second section of music. Once again, this is Zombo in Your Brain, special haunted surf beach party music. So basically, the Platypus record you can get for free on Bandcamp, and also all the tracks I played from Halloween Beach Party are also available. So dig in. All right, here's the second half of that really groovy, cool music I DJ'd at Cedar Point. More Halloween surf music. Next week is all Halloween goth and 80s music. WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And you can get a download of the show for free, too, at zomboco.com. So you can actually download the whole show. All right, let's dig it.
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Sorry for the delayed start. We had some technical difficulties, but you're now listening to Gym Rats. Both of us are here. It's Small Cauliflower.
And DJ Oh Boy.
And today we're doing a little transition playlist from 20 to 21.
Why?
I don't know. Random.
It's not like cauliflower's getting older.
I'm turning into big cauliflower. So yeah, we have some songs prepared for you. I'm listening to Midnight Sun by Hey Cowboy. And yeah, we'll be back later. Thank you.
you say I'm in control, and my actions serve to give my life meaning, does it have a meaning if I choose an action?
No.
Are my goals necessary, or do they just serve as a way to pass the time in an existence that began outside of my control?
No.
Does it matter?
No.
If I'm in my body, and you're in yours, yeah, with no way to swap, how could we ever truly be together?
Yeah.
No matter how hard I press my face into yours, a space remains. So am I alone?
Yep. No. God, no.
If I can't choose to be born, and I'm meant to make my own rules, but I must die, is there a point?
No.
Yes.
If I can make up a point, is it valid?
No.
Can we all exist with our own set of purposes for living?
Yes.
Is anyone wrong?
No.
Is wrong even a factor?
No.
Is any reality fixed?
No.
Will I ever be able to see myself the way others see me?
No.
Where does my personal bias limit me?
Everywhere.
Will you judge me for asking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should I care?
Nope.
No.
Is it you?
No.
Is it you?
No.
Is it me?
Is it me?
No. Yes?
How you ain't say you was moving forward? Honesty hurts when you're getting older. I gotta say I miss the way you need me. Why you ain't say you was getting bored? Why you ain't say I was falling short? How you leave me out so far away? How could it be 20-something all alone, still not a thing in my name? Ain't got nothing, running from love, only no fear. That's me, miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing, running from love. Wish you were here. Oh. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. God bless these 20-somethings.
God bless, God bless, God bless.
Hoping my 20-somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me. Kill me. Separate, I feel it's permanent like a riptide. This time, waves crashing fast. I try, think of the past, please stay. How could it be 20 something all alone, still not a phone in my name? Ain't got nothing. Running from love, only no fear. That's me, miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing. Running from love, wish you were here. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Oh, God bless them 20-somethings. Hoping my 20-somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me. Kill me.
I don't want to wake up. I'm going to hang on to it, because the alternative is an abyss. It's just a hole, a darkness, and nothingness. Who wants that? You know. So that's what I think about control, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That was beautiful, Mommy. That was perfect.
Hiding under the surface.
sophisticated space.
Bye.
listening to Gym Rats with me, DJ Oh Boy.
And Small Cauliflower.
Whose birthday is coming up.
Not today.
But eventually.
Soon, yeah.
But we're getting ready and we're transitioning. This song is the transitional birthday song into being 21. But yeah. Before we go into all that, little celebration, Rita's.
Yeah.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. Also, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
And a couple promos as well. Some other shows on WRCT, you can listen to Couch Dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music and art. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m., and re-airing 2:30 to 4:30 on Sundays on WRCT Pittsburgh. Also, later tonight, Sweet Baby Jesus, hallelujah, Sweet Baby Jesus is in town. Come jam with Jesus and DJ Shroomy on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m., only on WRCT. So, yes, tune into that. And
wait, you thought that was all? It's not all. We got more announcements as this birthday song goes on. A public service announcement. The food stamp program can help you buy the food you need. Many folks who are eligible don't know it. You don't need to be on welfare. You can be working part or full time. And now the amount of money you can make and still qualify has gone up. To apply for food stamps or to see if you qualify, call Just Harvest at 412-431-8963.
Yeah, and also, just do it. Get out, stay out. Another PSA, every year college and university students experience a growing number of fire-related emergencies. There are several causes for these fire-related emergencies. However, most are due to a general lack of knowledge regarding fire safety and fire prevention. This message is brought to you by the Environmental Health and Safety Department. For more information regarding fire safety and prevention, please visit our website at cmu.edu/EHS. A casual attitude towards fire safety equals casualties. So, yep, be careful about fires. And yeah, now we're listening to a new song, 17 by Ladytron.
But it's really about being 21.
That's the underlying message. So yeah, hope you're enjoying, and back to the music.
Megan. Megan. M-E-G-H-A-N. Megan. M-E-G-H-A-N. Megan. Megan. M-E-G-H-A-N. Megan. M-E-G-H-A-N. Megan.
This song is for Megan.
Megan.
I wonder whose birthday it could be.
Oh, Bienvenidos a Barrio Latino,
el único programa en español en Pittsburgh, Pensilvania.
Noticias, entrevistas, servicios y la mejor música.
Y escúchenos también por la web en tiempo real www.wrst.org.
Pittsburgh, bienvenidos aquí a Barrio Latino. Con este programa de hoy le damos comienzo al mes de la Hispanidad aquí en Estados Unidos, en la ciudad de Pittsburgh. Lo vamos a estar celebrando y durante este programa y los próximos programas vamos a estar compartiendo entrevistas o conversaciones con líderes locales de la comunidad, de las universidades y de otras organizaciones que nos van a estar contando cómo ellos celebran la Hispanidad o la Latinidad en sus propios ámbitos de trabajo, en sus universidades y demás. El único comentario que yo quiero hacer como programa antes de empezar es que en nuestra comunidad hay un poco de diferencias en términos al término hispano y latinoamericano. Muchas personas no aceptan la generalización de ambas etiquetas, pero lo importante es que las personas que se sientan felices y contentas con usar la etiqueta latina, latino, latine e hispanidad, pueden hacerlo libremente. Si alguno de ustedes no está de acuerdo con la etiqueta, no está de acuerdo con la palabra, la verdad es que hay lugares en los que se puede tener conversaciones abiertas con respecto al tema, y de hecho van a haber conversatorios durante este mes con respecto a las etiquetas que usamos para nuestra comunidad, así que va a haber un espacio para discusión para eso. Fuera de eso, Barrio Latino va a estar participando, mencionando al aire los distintos programas y actividades que hay. Y les vamos a estar recordando lugares a los que ustedes pueden ir. Algunas de estas actividades son abiertas al público en línea, a través de enlaces a actividades en línea. Y uno que otro evento será presencial, siempre y cuando se tomen las medidas correctas, como distancia social, el uso de mascarilla, el uso de alcohol en gel, etcétera. Así que para comenzar este mes, el mes de la Hispanidad, vamos a estar compartiendo con ustedes dos cosas. Primero vamos a estar compartiendo una entrevista que tuvimos con Andrés, Andrés Tapia. Él es un cineasta local de Chile, originario de Chile, que estuvo trabajando con Casa San José, con Mónica Ruiz, en un documental que se presentó en septiembre 15. Se presentó ayer, pero el programa es hoy, es un día después. De igual manera, vamos a estar compartiendo con ustedes una conversación que tuvimos con la doctora Sandra Quiñones y la doctora Lucía Osa Melero, ambas profesoras de Duquesne, que nos van a estar hablando un poco de las distintas actividades que están pasando en la universidad que van a estar celebrando la Hispanidad. Con eso, bueno, le damos finalizado este bloque de anuncios y comenzamos con nuestra primera entrevista.
Así que muy buenas tardes, Pittsburgh, ¿cómo están? Hoy vamos a estar entrevistando a Andrés Tapia Ursúa y a Mónica Ruiz, que nos van a estar hablando del documental Latin Americans Pittsburgh, que van a estar presentándolo en el Latin American Cultural Center en septiembre 15, y nos van a estar hablando un poco de cómo prepararon el documental, cómo se seleccionaron a los participantes, y un poco de las cosas que no van a ver aquel día de la presentación. Así que Andrés, Mónica, les doy la oportunidad para que se presenten.
Mónica, por favor.
Gracias. Buenos días. Me llamo Mónica Ruiz y soy la directora de Casa San José, que es una organización que ayuda a los latinos, especialmente los que acaban de llegar acá de los diferentes países.
Muy bien, mi nombre es Andrés Tapia Ursúa, soy artista de medios, radicado en Pittsburgh hace bastantes años. Originalmente soy